We're going to be having a major career fair at the Washington, D.C. Convention Center that the VA is sponsoring, and we're coming together with over 25 private sector companies and over a dozen federal agencies to make available upwards of 6,000 positions that we're looking to fill with as many veterans as possible. And so this event will feature not only these positions, and there's going to be a lot of hiring going on, there's going to be a lot of interviews going on, but we're also going to be making available other services that VA provides veterans, health care services, educational benefits, job training, and also we'll have some classes on small business development for those veterans that want to start their own business.
All right, so getting to those exhibitors that are offering jobs, are they all in the private sector, or do you have a combination of federal agencies and companies?
Well, you know, most of the 6,000 positions that I mentioned are going to be in the private sector, over 80%. So we have, as I mentioned, about 25 private sector companies, and then we have another dozen federal agencies that are going to provide the 20% of those jobs. And they're going to be in not only in the Washington, D.C. Region, but all the way down to North Carolina, all the way up to Pennsylvania.
I know the Obama administration has made this a major priority of its, and the federal agencies are hiring more and more veterans. But what are the barriers that still remain to getting vets in those civilian posts?
Well, you know, the president has really made veterans employment a major priority, going back 2 years when he issued an executive order increasing the numbers of veterans hired by federal agencies and creating a number of new initiatives, including one here at VA called VA for Vets. And that addresses a major barrier that many veterans face when they're trying to transition into the private sector, and that is translating their military skills, their experience, their specialized training into civilian speak. The fact is that they have to go into the market that is going to require them to translate that information so they can match up appropriately to available jobs. And so what VA for Vets does is it helps them to translate all of that skill, all of that training. It also couples that with an assessment tool, a resume builder, so that the resume that gets produced is in English, that's understandable to hiring managers and HR professionals. And then we also connect those veterans going through VA for Vets to coaches, because the fact is that at some point or another, applicants are going to need to talk to someone who can give them some guidance as to how to navigate the most arcane personnel system in the world, the U.S. Civil Service.
So even as you help vets navigate the job market, both in the private and public sectors, given that VA has the most experience here, what would you tell private industry employers or would-be employers that they should do to get the most advantage out of these returning vets?
Well, first of all, recognize that these are folks who are coming with great skills and leadership and discipline and a commitment to collaboration and teamwork. I mean, that's essential. And I think the private sector does recognize that. And the fact is that we've had such a great turnout of companies to our fair tomorrow really indicates that that understanding. The second thing is to really establish programs within these companies that that focus on helping these veterans transition successfully into their particular organization, into their culture. And thirdly, just really also leveraging those skills that these veterans bring to not only make the company successful, but also help the veteran become successful in that firm.
The Veterans Administration, I know, has been pushing for especially vets with disabilities to find jobs within federal agencies. Will that be something that you'll be addressing tomorrow at the career fair?
Oh, absolutely. The Department of Veterans Affairs has been a leader in the employment of disabled veterans. In fact, we have over 100,000 veterans that make up our workforce, over one-third, and a significant percentage, close to 10% of those, are veterans with disabilities. But the other thing is that we're making sure that at our event tomorrow, there's a particular focus on the hiring of disabled veterans. These people have served, they have sacrificed, and they, again, bring great skills and experience to the job market. And we want to make sure that our federal agencies and our private sector companies that are exhibiting know that.
We're speaking with John Sepulveda. He's Assistant Secretary for Human Resources and Administration at the VA. And what do we know about the types of jobs that are being offered tomorrow? Entry level, high level, executive, cybersecurity. What's the quality of the job market?
A full gamut. I mean, we have jobs starting with entry level IT positions and administrative positions going all the way up to, as you mentioned, cybersecurity, engineers, nurses, health providers, the full gamut of positions. I mean, the kinds of companies we have range from very large companies like Lockheed Martin and J.P. Morgan, Chase and Citigroup, all the way down to Perry Ellis and Coca-Cola and Safeway. Even the Metro is going to be there hiring about 100 positions, and the Philadelphia Police Department is looking to hire 120 officers. So it's a full range of positions that we're going to be offering tomorrow at the job fair.
Now, earlier you said that hiring would take place. Are there means on the premises, say, like a drug testing station, that type of thing, such that people could actually make an offer on the spot?
Well, we will have our HR professionals who will be working with applicants to make sure that their experience match up to the particular jobs that they're looking for. We're also going to have VA for Vets available, which will help veterans coming in who will need their resumes translated into English, so to speak. They'll go through that process in about 30 minutes. They'll be able to have a resume ready to go so they can go to the different federal agencies or private sector companies with those resumes. We'll also have the Office of Personnel Management there assisting us with those veterans who are interested in other federal opportunities. So we're going to have a fairly integrated infrastructure to support veterans who are looking for jobs either in the public or private sector or both.
So let's talk about this VA for Vets website. I know it's relatively new. You're going to demonstrate it tomorrow. Does it apply to other federal agencies or just to the VA?
Well, actually, we've been working with other federal agencies to make available this platform. We started out with this VA for Vets integrated platform for VA so we can increase the percentage of veterans represented into our workforce by up to 40%. We're currently at over 30%. But what we discovered was that this is absolutely applicable to all other federal agencies. So we've been working through OPM, through the Chief Human Capital Officers Council, to migrate this to other federal agencies. So they have this tool available to them. And again, we've been talking to some private sector companies who have been very excited about the way we've integrated the military skills translator, the career assessment tool, the resume builder, the search engine, and the coaching.
John Sepulveda is Assistant Secretary for Human Resources and Administration at the VA. Thanks very much for joining us with that update, and good luck on the job fair tomorrow.
Thank you. And again, the job fair will be at the Washington, D.C. Convention Center from 8 in the morning to 7 in the evening. Thank you.